Last Friday, South Sudan's cabinet agreed to reopen schools at its Council of Ministers meeting. Health experts are pointing out the benefits of reopening schools, such as preventing children, especially girls, from dropping out. Dr. Gassim Abdel Farag is a member of the South Sudan Doctors Union and a COVID-19 National Task Force member.
It will allow the students to complete their studies and move to the next level or to the next class. It also provides access to nutrition at school and child welfare. And it will prevent what is happening, like child abuse, and including girl-child marriage and all these factors. And it also provides access to good, reliable information, especially in relation to prevention of the children from to prevent themselves and also to prevent others.
Not everyone sees it that way. Dr. Akwae Cham, an associate professor at the School of Medicine at the University of Juba, says reopening schools could put the lives of students at risk. Dr. Cham says certain operating procedures must be put in place before schools reopen.
From the health perspective, we have to know that what are the criteria for these schools to open, put down by the government, because they have to have some kind of checklist that must be met in regard to the social distancing, putting masks, hand washing and all that. So those measures are not clearly spelled.
Dr. Cham says although South Sudan's health ministry is reporting fewer cases of COVID-19 in recent weeks, the numbers give a false impression about the status of the pandemic in the country. He worries reopening schools will spread the disease.
We cannot say that because we have few cases are coming up, we are not sure, because we are not doing a mass testing of to what is the burden of the disease in the community. That is what puzzled some of the scientific communities, that this is not the accurate picture we are giving, that the cases are decreasing because we are not doing mass testing.
Cham is recommending the government provide a checklist of standard operating procedures for every school and learning institution to meet before being allowed to reopen. Abdel Farag says South Sudan's school system has no capacity to implement appropriate COVID-19 preventive measures since most classrooms are overcrowded.
Are we capable of ensuring physical distancing in these schools of at least 1 meter, considering how crowded our schools can be? And then who are the children that will allow to go to school, to go back to school? Are we going to prioritize which ones to go and which one not to go?
Cham says the reopening of schools should be done gradually after administrators have enough time to put in place the necessary preventive measures.
We have classrooms that are designed for 45 students. If that class is designed for 45 students when there was no COVID, with the COVID now, that classroom should fit only 20 students. So which means we need more rooms to be available.
As of Tuesday, South Sudan reported 2 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the total to 2,594 cases with 49 deaths. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.